Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Laurie Beth Jones, and my very special guest today is Gay Lindforce. And Gay and I have known each other 7 years, going back to the PATH workshop. Was that in El Paso, Gay?
It was, yes.
In my hometown. That we do go back, don't we?
Yes.
And Gay is the owner of Significant Solutions, and she has some marvelous tips to bring to our listeners today about transition. And she also has a book. Tell us the full name of your book, Gay.
Find a Job, the Little Book for Big Success, and that, of course, is for job seekers. And I'm also a contributing author to the book called Don't Miss Your Boat, Living Your Life with Purpose in the Real World.
This is just terrific. So, Gay, talk about a little bit about the importance of knowing your mission, first of all, and then what happens when you go into transition and how that played out for you.
Sure. I loved my work. I was working in a large company and loved my job working in human resources. I knew that there was something bigger and broader, though, that I was meant to do on this earth. So attending your workshop, it came very clear to me what my purpose was. And that was to highlight, celebrate, and inspire significance in myself and others. And the minute I knew that that was my purpose, I had clarity for a few seconds, and then something changed for me, Laurie Beth. And perhaps you remember you were working with two other gentlemen and myself on our mission statements, and I got clear on my statement, and then I got very fearful. And the gentleman next to me, his name was Steve, he said, "What just happened?" And I said, "You know what? I work at this large company that the people I work with there are going to think this is all fluff. Like celebrate, inspire significance in others. They're going to laugh at me." And his comment has made a difference in my life. He said, "Let them feel the weight of who you are."
Mm.
And I thought, who am I? Yeah, mm-hmm. Who am I to say that my purpose is not good enough? Or even worse, who are they to say my purpose isn't right? So I knew then that my one thing that became clear was my purpose was not in alignment with the work that I was currently doing, the environment. Nothing wrong with the company. It wasn't the right fit. So at that point, I moved into a time of transition.
Now, let me just interject. I think you're being too modest. You were not just working in that department. You were the director of that department.
Yes, I was director of human resources at Northwest Airlines. So my employment, my employee group or the team that I served had 12,000 employees in it around the world, and it was a great job, great opportunity.
So you're being modest, saying, "Well, I just had a job; it wasn't a good fit." And you were running an empire.
Yeah, and that was what was wrong with the fit. I just realized that working there, I loved the people and I loved the work that I did, but truly the way you just said it is the culture almost required us to run it like an empire. And if I'm looking out for the significance of each individual, all of a sudden I realized that's the disconnect. That's what's not working for me.
Right, right. It was you were running the forest, but you didn't get to enjoy the trees.
Yeah, that's a wonderful way to put it. Exactly.
So in our pre-show, you talked about transition, and I loved how you phrased that. And I want to set that up for you to say it. There's two kinds of transitions. You made one, and a lot of people right now are having to make another kind.
Right. I went in a transition by choice. It was a planned transition. I needed to think through. Okay, so if this isn't the right fit, what do I need to do to move closer to what I know that my purpose on this earth is to do? And there are a lot of people in our world today who are moving into transition not by choice. Some of that is due to an illness or a tragedy or loss of a spouse, or the people that I'm working very closely with are those people who have lost their jobs. All of a sudden, they are in a career transition, and many didn't see it coming, and most certainly hadn't planned for it.
Right. So what do people do when suddenly they are given a pink slip, and, you know, my next door neighbor was laid off after 22 years at a newspaper organization, and then one of my very close friends after 7 years received a pink slip. And these were high-end management professionals that were running mini empires, and they're having a lot of time to sit at the coffee shop with their buddies are working, some of them.
Boy, I can understand, and I empathize with the sense of loss that they're going through, and just the need for some grounding. And that's where I think our purpose plays such an important part. Very frequently, when people have lost their job, they really aren't sure what to do, because no one teaches you before you lose a job what to do when you lose a job. So there is this wandering, and there's this knot in your stomach, the fear about what's next. And the thing, besides giving employees or former employees tools to find a job right away, I also focus on you have a purpose. And let's use this time to figure out what is your purpose and then what kind of work aligns with that. So it's not just finding a job, but seeing the gift, if there can be a gift in this transition, of really getting clear on why am I here and what am I doing.
Yes, and so beautifully said. And like, to your point, it can be a huge gift for people to move into alignment, better alignment, and more fulfilling work. So what are some things that people can do, tips that you have in your book, which is a wonderful book, by the way, and I did give my copy or loan my copy to my friend, and she said it was just so full of meat, it really helped her. What are some tips that people can do when they get laid off?
Well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate that. I think there are two ways of looking at this. First of all, I do think it's important that right away you get your resume ready. We can't spend a lot of time right up front in trying to figure out your purpose without taking action, because we want you to get out there, find a job. So my first step is, let's take a look at your resume. If you have to send one out tomorrow, what are you going to apply for? And let's make it the best resume an employer has ever seen. We're going to make you stand out and make your skills and talents come alive. So let's get the resume done. And then as we're thinking through their job search strategy, now what about your purpose? Let's take some time to think, what did you like about your last job? What didn't you like? And one of the exercises that I use, Lori Beth, is from your PATH book, and that is that talent shield. I always ask my clients, what are the 20 things that people would say you're good at? And they can maybe list two or three. So we keep probing and figuring out, what are those 20 things that you're good at? And then let's put together this talent shield, that picture in four quadrants about the things that you most enjoy and that you are good at, because that's very telling about where you're going to land with your purpose.
And it's so true. And I think that you know, you and I are collaborating on a Train the Trainer program. My book, Jesus Career Counselor, is going to be out in May.
Great.
We're both very excited about that. And
yes.
The concept of meta-thinking, which is thinking about what you're thinking about. And, you know, to your point, if you know your mission, then you can even state that on your resume or be prepared. And then if you also know your personality type with the PEP profile, so you could go in and let's say your core value is growth, and you are an earth water, and you could say, you know, I'm really about growing companies.
Yes.
And I'm naturally attuned to do this because I'm an earth water, which means I'm very foundational in my thinking, and I'm very relationship oriented with my skill set. So even in two sentences, if you could be that clear in your interview, then we've had people, and I know you've said this too, that when they go in with their mission statement and their personality type, people say, you're the most focused candidate we've had.
Right. And it also, I think, helps the interviewee, the person looking for a job, if we can help them keep focused on, how did you get to your mission statement? How did you get to your purpose? Go back and think about all those things. That's going to help you answer interview questions. And then thinking about whether you're a wind or a fire, that's going to help you remember how you like to work. And it will help you come up with stories to answer those questions.
Yes, exactly. And so what are some other tips that you talk about in your book?
One of the other things that I think is so important is to be prepared. And oftentimes when we practice or prepare for interviews, we practice in our heads. And what I encourage people to do is practice out loud, saying things out loud, because we find that in our heads everything makes sense because it just makes sense. But once you start saying it out loud, you start to realize those words don't fit together. That just doesn't work. And I'd say the other most important thing that I emphasize in my book is the fact that whether you're employed or unemployed, you are still significant. None of that has changed. Your employment doesn't define you. We just need now to help you find a new place to use your skills and talents and abilities. And going back to this whole notion of if you're moving through transition, whether it's planned or unplanned, for those in an unplanned transition due to injury, disease, loss of a job, just remember you are still a person of worth, of value. Your life still matters. You're in a transition, and out of that will come something different and something new.
Well, that's so beautifully said, and I'm thinking about Joseph of the Coat of Many Colors, and He just had so many career transitions. I mean, first and then he's in a well, and then he's sold into slavery, and then he rises to the top, and then he gets falsely accused, and he goes back to prison. And I mean, he was on a career roller coaster, and yet he continued in every instance to deliver his skill set faithfully, and he ended up running an empire.
Right.
So
amazing.
I think, too, that when we look to Scripture and ancient stories of transition, people who were dealing with famine, there was no unemployment back then. You know, it kind of reminds us the roots of our survival skills and the people who have gone before us and have managed to do great work and thrive in very difficult circumstances, certainly far more difficult than we're facing. So I think that kind of helps give a perspective, too.
Yes.
So tell us a couple of success stories that you've had with your approach.
Oh, let's see. I think one of the ones that comes to my mind is just, it was probably 4 years ago, I had a workshop, a PATH workshop at a church, and we spent 3 evenings, a couple hours each evening, talking or helping people figure out their purpose. And there was one guy in the group named Bill, and quite a soft-spoken guy, but someone who I knew was really thinking about this topic. And 2 years ago, he sent me an email, and he ended up working at a place where I'd formerly worked, and he said, "Just wanted to let you know, I saw that you just left this place of employment, and I'm here now, and I still go back to my mission. When I looked for what kind of work do I want to do, this is what I went back to, and it's been my stake in the ground." So a few years later, I got that nice little email. That was cool.
Yeah, that is so beautiful. And, you know, God, there's no unemployment in God's kingdom. And sad to say, there's also no retirement in God's kingdom.
Right. But, oh, what a retirement plan we've got, huh?
Ultimate retirement plan.
Yes.
People can reach your book and reach you at, what's your website?
www.significantsolutionsinc.com.
Awesome.
And there's also a blog on there that I update with tips for job seekers. And I'm also a faithful reader of your blog, Lori Beth, which I just think helps keep us focused on those things that matter most.
Oh, that is great. Well, thank you so much, Gay, for your time and your faithfulness, and I look forward to working with you. Certainly, we will never be out of work helping people find their mission in life, because really it's the ultimate search for every individual put on the planet. So blessings to you, Gay, and have a great, lovely 45-degree day in Minnesota.
I will. Thanks so much, Lori Beth. Good talking with you.
All right, same here. Blessings to you.
Bye.